very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, March the 1st, 2018. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the first 100 days of President Emmerson Mnangagwa in office and what impact this has had on women's issues. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina, chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Olwesine yilo olwesifazane asihlanganeni khona lapha bomama. Kodwa sikhona njalo ebulenjini. We are on the internet. You can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com lobanjalo ku www.voashona.com lobanjalo ku www.voaindebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming, so you can actually join in the conversation right now. Go to our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Indebele, and VOA Studio 7, so you can join in the conversation as we live stream. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at the first 100 days of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's in office and what impact this has had on women's issues. What are your views on the issue?
But opinion is divided on the impact of the first 100 days of office of President Mnangagwa, with some supporting the engagement efforts he has made so far and that he has put in place to improve especially the economy and other challenges. Others are saying there are too many promises and no tangible results so far, Marv.
Yes, PJ, and some supporters have noted that President Mnangagwa did appoint later on, you know, during his administration, high-powered women in recent times to some high-powered posts. Mm-hmm. Such organizations like ZEC,
yes,
they just got an appointment, and others. But some still say more still needs to be done. We'll be reaching out to some women's organizations and women in both the rural and urban areas to find out their views. But today, what we want to know, what are your views on the issue, PJ?
Yeah. Ukuthi banasihlobo esithandekayo umsakazo weStudio 7 or Voice of America lapho esisakaza khona sisesidini seWashington DC. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu asihluzeni bomama sihlaziya kumbe sithi sicubungula insuku ezilikhulu ezedluleyo zombuso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eZimbabwe. Lokhe wahluthunayo, lokhe ibutho lahluthunayo umbuso lawunikeza kuye luhluthunela kwaye ngumongameli Robert Mugabe ekupheleni komnyaka ophelileyo. Wathi ke ngena ke embusweni wahle wathi wathembisa ukuthi uzakwenza lokhu lalokhu lalokhu, hayi kuqule thuthukise ezenotho, athuthukise ezenkululeko yokuzikhulumela okusengqondweni yakho, lokunye okuninginingi. Namhlanje ke sithe sikhangele ukuthi uzifezile yini izithembiso zonke zona lezo, njalo wenze khona lokho akusekwenzile wenelisa ukwenza phakathi kwensuku ezilikhulu. Wenzeleni, kuyikuphi okulethe ububelo empilweni zabesifazane, empilweni zabomama beyibo phela insika yezimuli lenhlalakahle kaZulu. Wothani sizwe abanye abesifazane abakhulumileyo besitsho imibono yabo ngensuku lezi ezilikhulu zombuso kamongameli Mnangagwa.
Mina ngokubona kwami ku 100 days leyi esiyibona nje isiphela, ngingathi into engiyibona ijinjile yikuba free. Abantu bakwanisa ukukhuluma into abayithandayo emafonini. Noma nje bezikhulumela bodwa abantu sebe free. Akusafani lakuqala ukuthi wawusesaba singasaqambi lamabizo abantu. Lapho hayi ngiyavuma sibili abantu ba free for that. Njalo siyabonga lezi timela lezo ukuthi waseziqalisile. Kutwa isitimela sezihamba khona ngapho eZimbabwe up and down, which is very very good. Yikho khona lokho kubili kuphela engathi ngizwe njalo mbona ngani into esingani sijinjile. Okwemali lokho kutwa isikhona lalokho okunye okuningi, hayi angilabo fakazi lakho, angilabo fakazi lakho. Yiwumbono wami endlawo.
Hayi, kulawa malanga mina ngibone ikakhulu upresident enelise ukuthi yehlise i-behavior yamapholisa. Mase sikhangele indaba e-corruption, sabona at first kungathi kulama-actions, but kathesi towards i-100 days zakhona asisaboni ukuthi kathesi ochombola abana kuthiwa babotshiwe vele kuphelela ngapha.
Some of the women that we talked to, Marv, and they pointed out 3 points mm-hmm. that President Mnangagwa has managed to achieve.
What are those,
that of, mm-hmm. That of removing the police from the roadblocks,
mm-hmm.
Freedom of speech. What else?
I'm waiting to hear from you.
freedom of speech. Okay, if I remember that one, I'll tell you.
Anyway, thank you very much, PJ. Nasi muchirongwa chedu, chemadzimai kune avo vachangobva kupinda. Tiri kutarisa isu zvaitirwa vanhukadzi nehurumende, nehurumende yavamunangagwa mazuva ayo zana. Vari muofisi, saka ndosvatiri kutarisa, toda kunzwa kwamuri nyanya madzimai kuti pane zvamaonawo here zvasanduka, nekuti vazhinji vari kuti inenge nhumbu PJ mwana azvarwe nezuva rimwe chete, inotanga yamboita nhumbu yoita 9 months, wozopinda mulabor mwana onzipu ozvarwa, asi vamwewo vari kuti aiwaka pakapinda vatsvangirai zuva rekutanga chairo vachinzi hurumende yembatanidzwa yatanga, pakabva paita $2. Saka vamunangagwa vari kukompeiwawo nevamwe vakambopinda. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa kuti imi madzimai muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi, kuti muri kuona pane zvirongwa zvakaitika here zviri kubatsira nyanya madzimai. Saka tichange tichizeya nevanyarikani vanobva kumaruva, vamwe vari mumadhorobha, uyezve tichinzwawo kune mamwe maorganizations ari kushanda nemadzimai. Asi tisati taenderera mberi, PJ, we are lucky we have an in-studio guest, musikana wechidiki tsvarakadenga. Akaita iye former Miss Zimbabwe vari pano vatitsika mustudio. We're so lucky to have Andile Mpofu, who is a former Miss Zimbabwe. Welcome USA. To our program, USA.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself to some of the people that are just joining into the program. Who is Andile Mpofu?
Okay. I would say a woman of many hats, but I'm a student. I go to North Park University in Chicago. I am the former Miss Zimbabwe USA 2016, mm-hmm. and I'm also the former Miss Africa Washington State 2016. Now I am going off venturing into different projects, both in the pageant world and also in, business, but also making sure that I finish school strong this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, in short, that is who I am.
Ah, wauya panguva yakanaka Andile. Wofa wambotaura nerurimi rwamai wozopinda uchitaura na sisi PJ. Taita rombo rakanaka unotaura all three languages. Taura ako ndiani Andile Mpofu?
Andile msikana wechidikivo. Ndinoenda ku North Park University in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Ndinodzidza business economics. Graduating this year, perakugorerineri. Ndiri ndakaita former Miss Zimbabwe USA
mm-hmm.
2016, ndikaita Miss Africa Washington State 2016 as well. Yeah.
Ungacho ngamafichane ukuthi ngobanike uAndile Mpofu kulabo abasibukeleyo njalo abalaleleyo, sibe lethuba elihle loku ethekelelwa kuma studios ethu namhlanje isiqhamula amayezi sangithi. Ngeke ixoxa la ngesikhathi esedluleyo ngomnyaka ka-2016 lapho ke ebe ngumiss Zimbabwe USA lelihlelo akade ezenza kodwa ke ngamafitshane akusitshele uMampofu ngubani.
UMampofu nkosikazi
nkosazana
kutazana lami ngumntwana ngintombazana encane encane lami njenga abanengi abaselizweni lela bavela ekhaya bezodinga izifundo lapha eAmerica. Ngifunda i-business economics e-University of North Park University ase-Chicago. Ngaba ngumiss Zimbabwe USA ngomnyaka 2016, ngaphinda ngaba ngumiss Africa Washington State as well ngo 2016. Kathesi lami sesidinga okunye esingakubamba lapha lalaphana njengenkazana la idinga ukuthi yina izilingiselelo elakusasa ingayihlekile kisithi mama ngicela imali noma ngicela imali lami sengidinga lama ukuthi ngiqede isikolo ngibone lami engakuyenza ngaphandle lapha.
Kuziningi izinto ongazenza phandle lapha ndinjalo ezinye zangikhona engxenye vele osuqalisile. Uyagraduata lo nyaka?
Ngiyagraduata lo nyaka ngo-December.
With
a BA in business economics. In the meantime as well, I am ngomay kathesi, it's going to be my first year lami ngi-director o Miss Zimbabwe USA. So ngiyajabula ngakho lokhu, into engiyikhanyelele kakhulu. And also eceleni lakho I started an African-inspired accessories line. So ibizo lakho na kuthiwa Ilo Tando in English, that will be with love, in Shwana with Nerudo. So yeah, ngiyenza ikhekho lokho engiyenzayo kwakhathesi. Kodwa vele ngikhanyelela ukuthi kuyini okunye lapho esinga, you know, to launch on and run with it as well. Yeah.
Umumo wasekhaya ukhanyelela olibhekile njengoba ulemoli ekhaya.
Yeah.
Ubona njani umumo wasekhaya njengoba namhlanje uhlelo lwethu sikhanyela insuku ezilikhulu umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engenile embusweni. Ubona kube lenguquko engcono umbe akukabe lenguquko elobelo.
Ukutshintsha komumo osekhaya sikuzwela kwabanye.
Yeah.
Mina angikwazi. Yeah, and ngithi angikwazi not ukuthi I haven't heard ukuthi kwenzakalani ekhaya. Kodwa ngithi angikwazi ngoba angiboni kulokhu kuguquka okukhona okunga impacta mina.
Yeah.
Njengenkazana kumbe njengomuntu wesifazane njenge youth. So isizwela kwabanye ukuthi labana ngizwa ukuthi asebenzelwe lokho mina kwamanga kokona
emulini yakho yangakini eseleyo eZimbabwe bakutshela ukuthi kulenguqo
inguqo esizizwayo thina esithi mina engazizwayo ngiyazidinga mama kumele ngizicabange yabona but obviously I would talk of a little bit of stability ngani sikhona ekhaya abantu ngazathi sebele hopinyana kancane since ukutshintsha kwe-government yabakhona ekhaya but izinto kodwa izinto esizikhanyeleleyo esizifuna esizidingayo ezinjengemali ezinjenge-clean water in certain areas ezinjengokuthi imisebenzi like what we were promised like sekukhanyelele.
Marvelous.
Hold your thought right there, Andile. I think you were just explaining, you know, what these first 100 days mean to you personally.
Right.
But we have a guest, so I'll come back to you. Tina Amaisali Dura Ngube. Makadiko Amaisali Dula Ngube. Makadipa Rnarab. The Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Aiwa, tinofara kunge tine mipanapa we Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Tirikutarisa isu, first 100 days zemutungamiri wenyika va Emmerson Mnangagwa vari pachigaro. Imi sesanganira kamirira madzimai, pane zvirongwa here zvamuri kuona zvasanduka kana pane zvirongwa here zvirikuitirwa madzimai zvamungade kutaura nezvazvo?
mazvita tinoti mukutarisa nyaya dzakaitwa 100 days yeutungamiriri hwavamunangagwa tinoti tinoda kutenda hurukuru yatiri kuita nhasi nekuti nhasi ndipo patanga mwedzi uno mwedzi watinokoshesa madzimai nevanasikana saka kuita hurukuro yakaita seiyi zvinhu zvinotiudzira nyaya dzekukoshesa kuti vanhukadzi nevanasikana vanhu vakakosha vane kodzero dzinofanira kuti dziendeke takatarisa utungamiriri huripo pari zvino tinoona kuti kune zvakawanda zviri kuzvibatwa batwa zviri kuitwa nezvirongwa zviri kuedza kuti kunzi kuvewo nekuendeka kweupenyu hwevanhukadzi saka zvimwe zvatingadoma ndezvekuti tingati vamunangagwa vachipinda muhofisi kwakaita urongwa hwekuti sangano rewomen's coalition of zimbabwe rakanyora gwaro kuhofisi yavo riinavo zvaraikumbira maringe nezvanga zvishumirwa nemadzimai saka zvimwe zvazvo hazvina kuzonyatsozadzikiswa zvazvo sezvaishuvira madzimai asi tinoona pakazenge paakugadzwawo mai honorable Petronella pakabuda mutsanangudzo dzaipiwa nemutungamiriri wenyika kuti vanga vapawo mudzimai kubazi rehurumende resocial welfare vachitarisa nyaya dzekuti kwanga kuine nyaya dzekuenza muswa kwemikana maringe nemadzimai nevanasikana ndokubva kwaita zve nyaya yekuti kwakava nedisability board yakapinzwawo muzvigaro yatakaonawo dzimwe nzvimbo dzedu dzakafanana namaitimire vaedisabled women's association dzairatidzawo kuti kune urongwa hwekutarisa kuti shuva vanhu vanorarama vakarimara vari kukoteswawo kuti zvinhu zvanga zvakamira zvako ndingazvichiende katione kuti vangasimbisika sei kwakazoita zvinova kuti takabatanidzwa mastanziretu rehurumende rinoona nezvenyaya yezvinhu madzimai nevechidiki pakava nenyaya yekuti kunogona kunge kwanga kuri kushuvira kuti zvinhu zviendeka asi pari zvino ndingati vanhu havasi kunyatsokunzwisisa kuti mukubatanidzwa kwazvo saka zvinozombofamba sei sezvo tichiti tikatarisa uwandu hwezvizvarwa zvenyika yedu yezimbabwe tinoona kuti madzimai nevechidiki ndivo vane uwandu hune chitsama saka kuchiri nenyaya iyoyo yekuda kunzwisisa kuti saka zvinozombofamba sei nokuti vanhu ava ndo vane uwandu asi vabatanidzwa zvinozoendeka sei maringe nenyaya dzekodzero dzavo nezvishondo zvavo tachitarisa takanangana nedzimwewo nenyuto dzekuti dzimunzendowo dzanga dziri kufamba nemutungamiriri wenyika kana madzimai anga aripo zvanga zvisiri kunyatsooneka saka hatichazivi kuti inyaya vebate panhau vanga vasiri kubuditsawo madzimai ainge ari munzendo idzi oromo huri kuro dzokudhavhosi dzekumwe kwese kwaakuri kuindwa uku saka zvimwe zvishuviro zvazvine madzimai nezvokuti vanga vari kuda kuonawo madzimai vari nezvinhu vari munzendei vachiwanikwawo vachitaurawo nekumiririra madzimai tochitarisa pane kufumidzirwa kwaiita mamwe mapazi atingati mabhodhi tinoonawo mamwe madzimai mamwe ava ne 50-50 kwavawo nemamwe madzimai vari kucheya mapazi aya emabhodhi saka zvinhu zvacho zvanga zvakasangana kuti pane zvimwe zvinobatika zvanga zvichiitika pane zvimwe zvanga zvichisarirawo saka tinoona sekuti mwedzi uno sezvo wava wekupeta 100 days dzavamunangagwa kuchiri nemikana yakawanda yekuti tinotiona kuti hai zvinosuvirwa nemadzimai tingati zvimwe zvatinobatira imomo ndezvekuti kana vari kushanda vamunangagwa vari kushanda vari vega saka tikatarisa madzimai ari kushanda muhurumende yavamunangagwa vakaita samike pensonen tinoona kuti vakatoitawo mhiko yekuti vari kuzoshanda nesangano rewomen's coalition of zimbabwe nemadzimai kubva kunozambezi kusvika kuna limpopo vakatouya kuhofisi kwedu vakatosvika vakati ngati teimubatira pamwe chete ndokutarisa zvemudare reparamende kuna mypricina misaira mbwimishonga vakatoutizve zvekare kumadzimai urongwa takanangana ne100 days huri kuda kwanyaya dzezvekuti tiite kuti mitemo yakanangana nenyaya yezvekodzero dzevana nyaya yezvemitemo yewaniso saka ndiri kuona kuti vari kushandawo muhurumende yavamunangagwa vari madzimai vari kushandawo vaine shungu dzekuti paite mubatsira pamwe tikatarisa iwo mangwana chaiwo kwakagadzwawo cheya wechidzimai kuzeki zvekare tichionawo kuti vakatonyora vari kutaurawo mangwana chaiwo unetkuwadisenedi chinotaura navo saka zvimwe zvatiri kuona ndezvekuti madzimai vari kushanda muutungamiriro vari kusvikirika vari kuwanika vari kuti ngatiwei tiite mubatsira pamwe chete zvise rinotevera kunotova zvine mutsangano wekuti kuri kuitwa mubatira pamwe kubva kuministiri yemadzimai nevechidiki kutarere paramende inenzi women's caucus inotungamirwa namai Monica Mushangwa. Kuparamende portfolio committee ya women and youth inotungamirwa namai Priscilla Mutahira Mbuchonga. Mpaudzi United Nations, UNCG, UN Women, Nesu Women's Coalition, tichitsigirwa zvakanyanya-nyanya nesangano rinonzi Ivo's Rape Assurance. Vanhu vese vari kutobatana, spika vachauya, vatungamiriri vemapato vachauya, kuti munhu wese tiite mubatira pamwe panyaya yeCCC. Zvakanangana netsarudzo dzatakatarisana nadzo.
Zvare Dura, regai timbokubata ipapo, mongoti dei nechirungu muchidimbu, kuti from your observation as you know the organization that represents women's organizations in the country, what's your take on the first 100 days of the Mnangagwa regime right now?
For me, I think to put out just say their signals that show some commitment to advancing the legal agenda that is on the table, but it's happening through the gender implementing machinery. So we have also seen some legal priority issues on things that we have been advocating for being taken also into high priority and with timelines through the Parliament Portfolio Committee on Women and Youth. And we have also seen received some timelines and engagements and political will from the Ministry of Women and Youth, the Minister. And then we made submissions to the Office of the President. Some have not been made, and we're still engaging with him so that we can have a substantive dialogue around the economy, around the issue of equal representation, around the issue of reduction of violence against women and just public violence within political spaces, within also women who are in informal trade. We have also situations where we have seen in part of the delegation that the president is going on a national mission, women are highly not visible. So we are not sure if it's about media coverage or the underreported, or women are just not there. Then there are realities also that are coming in where for women in formal trade, they still have cash in the bank, so they are still curious on what is happening. The price, the cost of living is still high. So they are also still wondering to say the Vice President Chiwenga was the one whom we had pronounced that he had been assigned for the prices to be reduced, but the prices are still high. There are also issues around access to cash. So even if they are the President consistently say Zimbabwe is open for business, it's open for business for people who are not Zimbabweans currently. That's how it feels. Because for the people who are currently here in Zimbabwe, if they can't access foreign currency, it also becomes an environment which is not conducive for economic development. We have a situation in Rwanda where we have women who have been protesting against the lack of being payment for being paid for the work that they have done. And we then see sometimes the local women say they are, they are trespassing and all that. We have seen some signals of progress around some boards being 50-50, the coming in of the disability board. Those are very positive trends that are coming in, but we are still curious around issues of adequate resource allocation to the mandate. Then there is also an unfolding concern around the combining of the Ministry of Women and Youth in terms of attention and the priority issues, because women and youth constitute the majority of the population of Zimbabwe, and we are not sure administratively how resources are going to be adequately, allocated, and how other things are going to be present, because the gender issues that we used to be seeing them invisible, and the administrative operations of how the Ministry of Women Affairs, Gender and Community Development used to unfold, and the Ministry of Youth on the other side. The combining of the two into one is something that the general public is still concerned around. How is that working out, and how do we end up with a situation where it's not just women that should go on the side and play?
If I may just cut in there, I will come back to you, Ms. Sally Dura. PJ, you're just hearing there, Sally is just going through some of the, the achievements that she identified working under the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe that, President Mnangagwa has actually done, and some of the challenges. So over to you.
Yeah.
Please stay on the line.
Yeah. Okwathi kukhulunywa unkosikazi Ncube Wathi ngengiye kumlaleli wethu osebambe icingweni okwesikhathi esithi siyakwamukela nkosikazi Moyo.
Yebo mama.
Eh. Usithinte ngocingo ungapi kwelizwe?
Ngikomlawayo eNorthern.
Yebo phe. Ye, kunjani khona ngapha?
Hayi, thina siziphilele.
Ye, izulu liyana yini? Siyavuna yini lonyaka?
Liyana. Liyana lobe masimini sekuchile laphuza ukuna abantu sebelinile bahlanyela.
Ye.
Ye.
Eh, nkosikazi Moyo, uyaluzwa udaba lwethu olusegudwini lamhlanje sihlaziya ngensuku lezi ezilikhulu omongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ingenile embusweni encediswa libutho. Wena-ke ubona kule nguquko yini kunsuku zona lezi ezilikhulu?
Mina angikaboni nguquko, angikayibonisikile ngoba lokhu kusafana nalakhona okuhiyana nje impilo kade siyiphila insuku ezadlulayo ngoba imisebenzi kayikabi khona. Obaba bahlele ezindlini kabasebenzi, omama labo bahlele ezindlini balahlekelwa imisebenzi kabathengi abasebenzi. Sesiphila ngokuthengisa amatamatisi, siphila ngokuthengisa izimpahla emifikeni ukuthi sisenelise ukubhadalela abantwana ezikolo, sibhadala amarenti, sithenga amagesi. Igesi uyathengwa phela ngapho uyajuza. Kodwa angikaboni mina into sibile ngathi umuntu isimjabulisile.
Ye, kodwa abanye phela bathi bona laloba kungelamsebenzi kunga asimnike ithuba lokuthi afinyelele kuzithembiso, afeze izithembiso zona lezo azenzayo, ikakhulu ezokuthuthukisa umnotho. Abanye ngabathi sokulezitimela phela, abanye njalo ngabathi sokulenkululeko yokuba yabantu ukuthi bahambe-hambe bekhululekile njalo bezikhulumela bekhululekile njengoba amapholisa engasagcwalanga kuma-roadblock lapha. Wena ubona njani?
Ukukhululeka sibili, ngokukhuluma engikufunayo ngikhululekile. Ngoba kuqala ngangisithi nxa ngikhuluma kumbe ngithi uhulumende lowu mubi kumbe umgabe unje, ngaphansi kwami kuyabe kunomuntu omela ngibophe. Kwakusesabisa ukuthi uyikhulume leyo ndaba, kodwa ngalesi sikhathi siyakhuluma. Kodwa phela ukukhululeka ngokukhuluma i-freedom of speech ayingisizi ngoba mina ngilandile. Mina ngidinga i-freedom yokuthi ngisuthe phela. Kanti ngizakhuluma, ngizaba ne-freedom ngilandile.
Kuyini elikukhangeleleyo, ngikhuthazo bani elingayipha u-president wethu?
President wethu kavule amanye amakhampani avalwayo kadisiza obaba ukuthi basebenzele izimuli zabo. Ngoba iqiniso kathesi abantwana ezikolweni babhadalelwa yibhimu. Into ethiwa ibhimu yangkhona ile 3 years ayibhadali leyo mali yangkhona kubhimu yangkhona yona le. So kungcono ukuthi obaba basebenze bazibhadalele iy'mfanelo zabo zabantu ababo ezikolweni, abantwana bafunde, obaba bajabule lemuli zabo ezindlini. Khathesi kakukabi khona.
Libhalisile kodwa ukuvota
nokho ayisiyamemukeki.
Libhalisile kodwa ukuvota
ya ayisiyavota sibila sibhalisile nesilo nyaka sibhalise sibaningi labancane amayouth babhalisile.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu nkosikazi Moyo. Ube lokho usithinta uphatheke lawe kuhlela.
Hayi, lami ngiyabonga.
Kulungile.
Kulungile. Thank you.
Mav, that was Mrs. Moyo. She was calling from Bulawayo. She was saying there's very little difference or any development in the 100 days of President Mnangagwa in office. Mostly she was, and then I asked her, what exactly do you need? And she said, jobs, and to improve the economy so that our men and women can go back to work. You must open up all those factories that were closed, especially in Bulawayo, so that they can get jobs to be able to send their children to school. Yeah.
Interesting. You're in the studio, Andile. You've been listening to Mrs. Moyo from Bulawayo. What's your take? I know before I went to Sali Dura, you were about to tell us about what you as a youth, how do you feel? I met you first in New York when I was covering, I think it was the demonstration against President Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And now we're here. This is, you know, 2 years now. We've got a new government and we're looking forward to elections. What's your take as the youth? You know, from what you're seeing happening,
I as a youth, mm-hmm. And I hope I speak for a couple of them. I think for us, we still feel like we are not represented. Our desires, our wants, our demands, our voices are not as represented in the government as much as we would actually want.
Let me hold your mm-hmm. thought right there. Mm-hmm. What are your wants? What are your desires? Because I know this question was actually asked mm-hmm. by President Mnangagwa himself when mm-hmm. he had a meeting with the youth. What are your demands? What are your wants?
Okay, so as a youth, the reason why I am going to school is to be able to afford a certain lifestyle mm-hmm. that I have hoped and dreamed that my parents were never able to afford during their time. And so I have all, and now also because I have come to the United States and I've studied, my thoughts or my world of possibilities are now endless.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like an explosion going on in my head, but I would love to take that back home.
Yes.
But if I would take it back home right now, where am I going to be able to use it? If my sister and my brother right now, who just graduated 2 years or a year ago, are selling fruits and vegetables on the streets, what incentive do I have to want to go home? If I am going to not be able to pay my bills or buy my own airtime, why do I want to go home?
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to go home and be able to use everything that I've gained here, all the knowledge that I've received from the United States and able to use it back home and be able to be reunited with family. That's what I want. I want to be able to apply for a job, to send my resume back home and get a job. I want to be able to plan for vacation days mm-hmm. back home. But how do you plan for vacation days if tuition is not paid? It almost feels like there is a ceiling that is already there before you even get there. Like, okay, even though you have studied so much or even though you have so much hopes, dreams and aspirations, you cannot go beyond this because even your parents have never been able to do that. Even the government doesn't have enough to support you to be able to do all that.
Mm. Interesting take there, PJ Truzwa, which Dickims canawatina yepano, and Lempofaruti, ine angu shuwiro yangu yanga iri kuti kana ndapedza zvechikoro ndodzokera kumusha asi parizvino ndichitarisa iwo mazuva tiri kutarisa aya variko vechidiki havana mabasa.
Yeah.
Variko kana airtime chaiye munhu wechidiki ari kutadza kuti atenge nekuti anenge asina mari yacho saka ndozvari kutarisa kuti dai hurumende yainzwisisawo shuwiro yaiye saandile musikana wechidiki kuti dai vainzwisisa shuwiro yaari kutaura iyo kuti inini sewechidiki ndizvo zvandiri kudawo kuti ndiwanewo basa kana ndichinge ndapedza kudzidza imo muno muAmerica ndidzekerewo kumusha ndonoonanawo nehama dzangu dzichiri dzipenyu nekuti ndozvaari kutaura kuti dzimwe dzenguva kana akatarisa iye semusikana wechidiki anoona kunge vari kumusha vari kutotambura ko iye angazozvigonawo sei.
Yeah. Wathi ngibuyeleke kokukhulunywe ngukosikazi Salidura Ncube owenhlanganiso ye Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Uphe imicijo eminingi sibili engaba ngeyisikhombisa njengokuyibhala kwami kodwa ke enza ukuthi ngamafichane ngikhulume okumqoka khona lapha ukuthi yena abazame bayazama lokho bezama ukuthi bathuthukise ubudlelwane phakathi kwenhlanganiso zabesifazane lamaqembu wonke abesifazane lohulumende wancoma kakhulu unkosikazi Stembile Nyoni athena yena uke wabuya sibili wabavakatshela lasemahofisini abo lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezabesifazane ezibona ezigqugquzela ilungelo labesifazane. Wathi yena unjalo ezindabeni lapha ubona umama bengekho yilo udaba olunye esikhala ngalo kanye lathi thina intatheli izindaba zabesifazane ukuthi vele asiyitholi imibono yabesifazane ezindabeni singazama ukuthi siyelule izandla silinxusa ukuthi buyanini lizozikhulumela emsakazweni uyathola ukuthi abaningi bangkhona vele kababuyi. kube njalo lokukhwela lokuqonga kwentengo yezinto ethi yena kuyabahlupa kakhulu. Laloba umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi iZimbabwe is open for business. Ayikho open for business kabantwini abaphakathi kweZimbabwe, kodwa ke kusese lokhe enxusa labo abaphandle kwelizwe ikakhulu, kodwa ke aka openanga for business abantu abakhona eZimbabwe. Environment uthi yena na ngayikho kahle, wazokhuluma futhi ngokutshengisela kwabomkabo balabo bezisebenzi ezewange Colliery enkampanini yamalahle. Ngathi ngamafitshane ngezinye zezikhubeko lezinye lizendingo ezibhekane labesifazane azikhulumileyo. Kodwa ngizabuyela kuye umbuze Marvelous nxa usukhuluma laye about the ilokuzini ukuba khona kwabesifazane kubaphe kwemadzimai mudzi nawo havamo. Tikaidza kuti tinge tichitaura navo havatambire nhare dzedu kazhinji zhinji isusu vanoshanda mukuturwa kwenawo. Saka tichadzokera kuna mai Salidura Ncube kuti vange vachitsanangurira kuti zviri kumbofamba sei. Kodwa ke nyizwa kuti ecingweni sesilomhlonitsho unkosazana Thabita Khumalo usikhulumeli seMDCT. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu Makhumalo.
Ngiyabonga kungqosha kwenu.
Yeah. Udaba olusegudwini lapha ngolwensuku lezi ezilikhulu umongameli Mnangagwa engene embusweni ehluthunela lo owayekhona umongameli Robert Mugabe. Ubona ke wena njengabesifazane abalwela ilungelo labesifazane beZimbabwe njalo ungumhlonitshwa edalela eParliament, ubona ngani ufezile na eyindingo lezithembiso azenzayo?
Mina ngombono wami angiboni into efeziweyo esingathi abesifazana singama sizijayele isifuba ukuthi sinqobile.
Yeah.
Ake sithathe udaba lezigqoko zabomama esizisebenzisayo enqayinyanga iphela. Kusukela ngo-2000 omama belokhu besilwa akade beyiqinisa lo mkhankaso ngezisebenzi ezingamalunga eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Uhulumende wathembisa ukuthi kuzavula isekithali lapho kuzabuya amaChina babuye bazozilungisela lezi zigqoko. Nanamhlanje ukuthi sizilindele, kwahlatshwa umkhosi ngomama ukuthi besilesifiso ukuthi umgcini isikhwama wemali ubaba uChinamasa akafake imali ekhangelene lezigqoko lemithi esisebenzisayo uma sesithole ama-infections. Waba yisipunepune kakaxukuxwana kaxukuxwana, sagcina sithole ithuba ukuthi usenikeze imali isarayi eyiyo yayisenza lezi zigqoko. Kodwa ukubanikeza imali lokhu akwenzayo kwakuyimali yokuthi bangaze bavali ifakithali ngoba bebengasanelisi ukuthi basebenze. Akutshintshanga lutho, abantwana besifazane lephi lephathi ledubo akusathengeki kwizigqoko lokhu, njalo le mali kayitholakali. Singene khona emalini yongena leyo, sikhuluma kunjenje omama yibo asebelala emabhanga betshiya izindlu nabantwana ukuthi bapheke, bezama ukuthi badinge imali eyokuthi bayebegcina imuli zabo. Njalo lokhu esiphiwona lawo ma-$40 kulapho ukwazi ukuthi umama kumele ayibhadale irenti, ayithenge ukudla, athenge abantwana abangankazana izigqoko zabo zenyanga yonke. Kuningi izibhedlela ini. So umama ulokhu ephakathi kwenye inkinga yenye nzima. Njalo lokhu esiphakathi kwedubo sonke siyabona ukuthi izulu kalinanga kuhle, okukhombisa ukuthi umama iy'nkhona ezasubuka amadolo ezama ukudingela abantwana ukudla. Ngase zinjeni emabhizinisini, sikhuluma kunjenje kule programu eyavele i-RBZ eyayinxusa omama ukuthi babe bazodinga izimali ukuthi bazithuthukise bavule amabhizinisi. Ungahamba usuyadinga leyo mali bathi bafuna i-collateral. sakungitsheli umama khathesi ongaba ne-collateral yonaleyo. Lokhu esinomthetho wonalwana oka-1980 owakuthiwa umama wayengenalungelo ukuthi abe ne-collateral. So akukantshintshi lutho mina emehle nami.
Abanye njalo ngabathi hayi ikhona inguquko eyimbijana yona le eyingcusana ayokuthi abantu sebenesenelisa ukuthi bakhulume bekhululekile njalo sebesenelisa ukuthi bathu bakhulumisane kumbe bayengeje ulokhuze uhulumende endabeni ezithile ufeze lelokho lokukhipha amapolice kuma roadblock.
Nanxa-ke sanelisa ukukhuluma nenkulungelo engatsha zikahulumende or inkokheli zeho zikahulumende ukukhuluma kakithi asiqalisanga namuhla njengabomama lokhu sikhuluma ngodaba labomama sakhuluma ngodaba lokuthi umama bayabanjwa irephu kodwa obaba bababi besibambe isidlwangulile bona labo bangahamba emakhothi izigweba abaziphiwayo zincane-ke kuza kakhulu ngoba kuleli lizwe izifuyo ziqakathekile kulo mama odlwangulayo. Akukatshintshi khonokho. Kungakhangela futhi njengomama singadlwangula njengabomama lingahamba lapho ukuthi kuyithatha le kutheni i-forensic evidence ukuthi ubaba uthile yini okuzatshengisa ukuthi ungidlwangukile. Kungathathwa ubufakazi bona laba kufika kuhlanganiswe nobunye ubufakazi obuyikhona ngale okwenyama izigogo amanzi opetrol ngesikhathi sesisiye ekhoti ubufakazi bona sebonakele. Njalo ungakhangela futhi lokho kusesenzima ukuthi singadlwangula njengabomama sihambe emapholiseni siyeripota singahamba siyeripota sifike futhi sibanjwe buchapa sifike esigabeni sokuthi sibona sokungcono ukuthi singaripoti sizithulele singasuka khonapho amasiko labo izindunga labo sabhuku singadlwangula esigabeni sihle senziwe umuntu ongcolileyo. So akukatshintshi embonweni kutshintshile but ekwenzeni lapha akunamehluko osukhona ukuthi lathi ingasisize kulo mama odlwanguliyo ubaba wangkhona usegwetshiwe sibone ukuthi hhayi ugwetshiwe sibili abanye bazafundela kuye embonyeni bakhuluma sibili but akunanto abayenzayo ukuthi sikubone ukuthi kuyafeswa.
Bamba khonapha ecingweni Makhumalo siyaqhubekela ngohlelo lwethu marvelous that was Honorable Thabita Khumalo. She's just joined us in the program and she was also explaining whatever the little that has happened that is added value to the women in the 100 days.
Okay, PJ, I'll come back to you. We have Amai Nikis, who's actually from Manzo Farm. You remember the people, the families that were destabilized by the first lady from Arnold Farm.
Former
first lady, Amai Grace Mugabe. So we have Amai Nikis regating. Benda kwa varinuti. Naskwanga kune ruling where actually the police, I think, have been asked to pay back the people from Manzo. So hopefully she's still on the line. I'm not sure. Hello? Because I can hear somebody's line dropped. I'm not sure if it's hers. But anyway, you can go back to what we were saying about Honorable Thabita Khumalo. Wow, we'll try and get Amai Nikisi back. As soon as she comes back, we'll get her. Honorable Khumalo, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sorry, we had to just go to Amai Nikisi from Manzo Farm, but her line dropped, so we're trying her again. But just tell us brief, from your take as the MDC, what's your take on especially what the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa has done for women, especially in the first 100 days as a lawmaker yourself? But I will be able to cut you off as soon as Amai Nikisi comes on because the line... Okay, she's there now, so I'll come back to you. Hello, Amai Nikisi? Hello, Amai Nikisi? Hello? Hello? Taurai tinzu, Amai Nikisi, turukukunzwai. I think, her line is bad, but I spoke to her before the show because I was asking her, what's your take? And she was saying for the people of Manzo, actually what happened was very good for them because now nobody is harassing them. they are living peacefully for now, but we'll try and get back to her. But the line, I can't even hear her. So, Honorable Kumalo, you can come back on the line. Unfortunately, Amainikis, we can't reach her. I'm not sure what's wrong with her line. Tell us your take.
My take is that I think as Zimbabweans, let's not forget history.
Mm-hmm.
The problems of women in Zimbabwe have been tabulated. There are so many blueprints about the problems of women in Zimbabwe. And laws have been promulgated which are women-friendly. Our greatest challenge is the implementation of those laws.
Mm.
Let's give, for example, the issue of rape. In Zimbabwe, if one steals livestock, he spends more time in jail than raping a woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mandatory sentence of 15 years for stock theft. Whereas we find to say, as women, we are raped, and you hear that the perpetrator has been sentenced to community service at a school where they are girls.
Mm-hmm.
So that respect is still not there, that we do matter, and rape is one thing that must be taken seriously. Having said that, we have had a problem, as we speak now, we have a problem of affordability and accessibility of hygienic and affordable sanitary towels. And we have been lobbying Parliament.
Honorable, I'm going to have to ask you to stop for 1 minute. We're trying Amainikisi one more last time. Hello, Amainikisi. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, my name is number Zenya Zisquita. It's Magadi Kokumanzo.
Zenya Zisquita, and this one has tones. One emara, and bright gunai.
All right. A touch dabuti mutuzo, good quakamira say Kumanzo. Tishuana kuti a pa Urmende Yavamananga, Guayaka, Torera Yavamugabe, Makagara say Koko.
Oh, if I'm Nangaba.
Eh, eh.
Ayo, but you go far at the gate of Zenu Zaganaga.
Shiruku Famba say.
Babu Famba and the Pabuti. He should know in Indino Tenda would be. Zakaita Basso, Jeremy Ragati Nunuga Muondo.
Mm-hmm.
Eh.
I was a little bit. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. A very interesting take that, Andile. I know, unfortunately, today, I wish, you know, we could give you more time. But we're hearing here from Amainikisi, who is a resident of Manzo. It's one of the farms that were, taken over by the former First Lady Amai, mm-hmm. and some of the families were asked to leave. But she's just saying, from her take, this first 100 days for them at Manzo, they've been good, you know. So, you know, going back to you before we go back to Honorable Kumalo, what would you like to see happen in future as we go beyond the 100 days?
I think just to say a little bit about what Amainikisi was saying,
mm-hmm.
I'm just curious to know what is it exactly, as unfortunately the headline was a little bit bad, but I'm just curious to know what is it that they have seen. What do they now have clean water in mm-hmm. in their area? Do they now have maybe better sanitation? Is life really better? I'm just curious to know. I mm-hmm. wish, you know, we could have been able to touch base with her and find out what is it exactly, because I feel like everybody else, not everybody else, but a majority of the people are still waiting to see what the government is going to do, or whatever, what they promised mm-hmm. us versus to what actually is there. So I'm very curious to know what
is
it.
I think we'll touch base with her.
I just want to... Not to defend her, but I'm thinking she is that happy
right.
because of the ruling that was ended down today, that shouldn't be evicted from where they are staying at Manzo.
Okay. So she has actually said before the ruling, she said there's no one now coming to harass them to say leave that place because they've been there for a couple of years. But anyway, on that one, we're going to actually get in touch with her and get the full story. I'll ask her those questions.
Yeah, I would love to hear.
And we also have Sally Dura, who's still on the line. Sally, sorry. Because we have so much going on in the program today. But Miss Dura Mwambonzo wosha taurwa nevari kumanzo unekumo. Imi muno onare mangu anaraka mira se kumadzimai huku.
Chakati alisha remangu anare madzimai na upeni wa madzimai. Kungangoti madzimai vami uva kasiana. Saka chakati ata andri zeji. Kujino rela shakasiana kumadzimai akasiana. Kano ongo ori madzimai wa akawana kigaro. Mungula ino i aiwa. Zulako zirukuni ndo ziru kufamba au. Zinege ziru zunu zunu otora tida wakuti a. Pane kuendeka kukutu wafikira huko ziruza 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 huko kuti muko wako kwako mwakazi wa shio mawarimu ziruza huko ziruza huko ziruza huko urukuitia huko kuti bandiko rako rekuti kuwe nekuenza huko nika napakatike vandi mwenevani kazi uruku shishandira hose uye takatata bundino urezule mtemo rile njita jirimo mkati jino nangana menya ezi kwa jirizu vano kati neva nafika na saka chini ngeziri chichambe kutu madzimai mashoma arimu utunga mili umu wao ite mbakina kwa mwenye wa rume wa rume utunga mili umu kuti upeni uwe vano kati neva nafika na nene chidiki uyende kati kwa nisa mwenera mangwa na madzimai muru kuro vane nyahaza waka nguri wacha ura jisati zapira kune nyahaze minja kune nyae kuti ziwaniko azese minyaze ukumi madzimai kana nyango tikanzi ndiko kuri kubhadharwa sekisi ndicho chikamu chiri kubhadhara sekisi yakawanda madzimai aya ndivo vari kushanda kumaruwa kunde uwandu hwakawanda saka madzimai ndivo vakapata ukumi hwenyika saka zvakadero zvinodawo kuti chero nemitengo yezvinhu zvinosanganisa madzimai kunyanya nyaya dzemazuva ekuteera nesanitariwe zviwanisewo zvine mitengo yakaderera nhumbi dzomukati dzemadzimai harisi dambe zvinoda kutiwo zvideredze pasaitwa mitengo inobva yanyanya kuvatsikirira kana vachinge vachizvida saka kune nyaya dzeutano tinoona mai vari kufamba chaizvo nenyaya dzeutano tinotarisawo kune madzimai kana vatingati vatikurei munyika yedu muno kuti kune nyaya dzekuti kumamedical aid society havachadhinirwa kana vangodarika makore 65 saka tiri kuti bazi reutano ngarichikoshesawo utano hwezvisarwa zvenyika yedu nemakore anobva pasikikwira nekuti vane nyaya dzearthritis vane nyaya dzekuti kuti vasvikire chero mari yavo chero dai yanga iri pension upenyu hwavo hausati hwaakuendeka kune vari kurarama vakaremara tikatarisa kumaruwa chero kana kuti
Mai Sali Dura Ncube apo takumbokubatai muromo bijana nekuti nguva yedu yadyanana tichiri na honorable Khumalo vatoda kuti vangoti gaga tichienda kumagumo echirongwa chedu PJ we had the Salis just highlighting some of the issues that she's saying are still facing women right now, you know, issues of lack of sanitary wear, issues of, I think she was also talking about healthcare to say that women above 60 are not being accepted. But let's go to Honorable Khumalo as we round up and then come back to Andile to just give us in short. PJ.
Yeah. Sibuyele kuwe Makhumalo, ngikhuthazo bani elokugcina elakho uthi kafukafu ngamafitshane njalo ngicela uphendule umbuzo wami ukuthi lapho thina ekusebenzeni kwethu njengentatheli izindaba ngikuchayele ihlombe ukuthi ngizwa kuthiwa usuthole isikhundla sokuba isikhulumeli esikhulu ebandleni elakho ele MDC. Ngiqinisile nxa sitsho njalo
awuqinisile hayi ngiyabonga sibili
ngibonga
lina ngoba ngangizange ngisebenzelani ngangingasuza mbonakale ukuthi ngiyawanelisa lowo msebenzi.
Yeah, I was just congratulating Makhumalo on their position of being the spokesperson now of MDC. So my problem is it's very rare to reach you guys. But when I nyakuchayela ihlombe ngoba siyenelisa ukuthi sikuthole ngezikhathi eziningi kodwa abanye abesifazane abe MDC abanye abesifazane abe Women's Coalition abanye abesifazane abezinye inhlanganiso kuba nzima kithi ukuthi sibafinyelele sikhulume labo sibanike iplatform yokuthi bazikhulumele ukuze imbono yabo kanye labakulwelayo kuyini kanti vele okuhluphayo khona la
hayi okuhluphayo ukuthi thina sile mithetho umele siyilandele uma sikhuma lomsakazi so kule migoqo ikhona ukuthi ovunyelwayo ngubani ongavunyelwayo ngubani kodwa okukhona ukuthi isile portfolio yabo mama bethu thina iUnion Assembly lapho kule mama uMayikore uKareni nguye elingaxoxisana naye nguye lelungelo lokuthi akhulumele umama ebandleni lethu lokhu ukuthi omama abangigada sitholakale okunye ukuthi I think esingazani siyakukhutha ukuthi asiniki omama amathuba ukuthi sibafundise ukuthi banelise ukuma phambi komphakathi bakhulume kumbe kwemsakazweni bengathuki esithi capacity building esilungu ama-organization alawa abodura yiwo sasithenge ukuthi baza kuyenza imikhankaso naleyo ukuthi bacapacitate every time nxa kuqeda ukhetho babuye bathathe umama babakhuthaze babafundise ukuthi kuyenziwa njani ngoba ezikhathini eziningi yesabisa ikakhulu nasizingenela fana ukuthi isabisethu idinga sesisafuna amazinyo abanye omama bayephuka bese besihlube ukuthi bakhulume bathini kukanti-ke kwesaba kodwa ukukhuluma bezanelise ukuthi bakhulume bacace ngodaba labo ababe bekhuluma ngalo
ye ngikuthazo yokugcina ngikuthazo bani ongayenza ngihle ngijikele kunkosikazi Dura Ncube
ngikuthazo yingayo kubomama bakithi yithi esibaningi kuleli linto emhlabeni jikelele wonke nje njalo thina imisebenzi esiyenzayo obaba bangeke bayanelisa sesifikile isikhathi ukuthi sihlanganise amakhanda singakhangelani ukuthi kwenzakalani lo wenzani silungise impilakahle yethu silungisele ngabantwana bethu ikusasa yabo sesine 37 years lokhu sikhala ngezigqoko zabomama sesine 37 years lokhu sikhala ngokuthi sihambe siye belikhe esibhedlela singabhadali sesine 37 years lokhu sikhala ngabantu bethu esikolo akulanto esiphume yacaca so ukuthi kukhona esikwenzayo okungayisikho asizameni sihlanganise amakhadi sike sifunda ndivele silahleka ngaphi ukwenzela uhulumende asizwe abone izikhalazo zethu ziyafezwa ngiyangisiminingi kakhulu
nkosikazi Sali Dura Ncube muchiripo here parunari
tiripo
chichemo machinzwawo here icho chekuti isusu medzinawo hatisi kukwanisa kunge tichikuwanai kuti munge muchizvitaurira zvinenge zvichikunetsai
taikumbira kuti ndofungawo pane vanoita nezvenhau kusanganisira sangano ramunoshandira tinofanira kuti tinzwisise kuti upenyu hwevanhukadzi kuti vabatike senguva dzinoitika purogiramu inoi inguva dzokuitisawo vana mahomework inguvawo dzokubika inguva dzokuitawo mamwe mabasa atinoita saka zvinoda kuti zvisangane pakati
apo ndichambokubatai muromo amaisali Dura Ncube nekuti nguva dzedu dzadyanara regai tichibhabhisana netsva rakadenga iri muno mustudio tazvinzwa maita basa muve nezuva rakanaka naonarebo tichadzoka kwamuri allright andile to round us all up where can people find you are you online where can people find you
yes my Facebook handle is Andile Nobuhle Mpofu or Instagram which is Andile _ Mpofu or also my accessory collection line page which is Ilotando Creations so any of those or you can just send me an email andilempofuofficial@gmail.com I would love to work with people from different parts of the country whether here or back home I'll be so delighted
thank you I want atingaregedze kupa tsvarakadenga yedu iri mustudio mukana kuti vachipedza program yedu asi tinotenda amai Sali Dura Ncube veku Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe vanga vachitibatsira kuzeya na Honorable Tabitha Khumalo veMDCT uyezve tawana amai Nikisi vekumanzou farm netsvarakadenga yedu iri muno iri pano Miss Mpofu PJ amarvelous mhlanganya uye ndiri muno muWashington
nisiti asivekeitiva elifanayo njalo ngevikelizayo Praxedis Jeremiah